from Mac. Founded by truckers for truckers, Countryside Sales and Service of Sebring has thousands of new and used parts in stock with emphasis on Kenworth, Caterpillar, and now Mac trailers. Open 6 days a week. Visit countrysidemi.com. Stacks Market in Owendale has all the necessities of life, including an ATM, lottery tickets, full selection of favorite beverages, fresh sandwiches, hot pizza, ice cream, gas, diesel, and propane fuels, and many convenience items. Open 7 days. Stacks Market, like a little truck stop without showers.
The WLW Sports Network at the half finds Harbor Beach leading by 1 point, 27-26. Harbor Beach came out hot out of the gates and took a 7-0 lead with 4.5 to play in the first quarter. But USA comes back on a 10-3 run to finish that first quarter. Actually, it was leading 13-11 at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, it was all USA outscoring Harbor Beach 13-13, actually. But then Brady Kirsch gets a ball with 1 second left before the half at the left wing and banks home a three and gives Harbor Beach a 1 point lead, 27-26 at the half. USA is led by Aaron Sines off of 9 points off of three threes. Brody Wesolowski with 8 off of 2 threes and a field goal. Michael Kemp with 4. Hunter Bowen with a 3 for himself. And Isaiah Williamson for 2. No free throw shot for USA. For Harbor Beach, they're led by Jason Gaffney with 11. Brady Kirsch with 4. Cody Seaman with 4. Ryan Seaman has 6 off of 2 threes. And Tyler Vollmering with 2 points. Harbor Beach is 2 for 4 from the free throw line for 50%. Harbor Beach with 5 turnovers to USA 7. USA out-rebounding Harbor Beach 14-11. 8-6 for USA in the quarters and 6-5 for Harbor Beach. John Mooney shooting.
Did we talk about Cape Canaveral? Both teams are shooting well. USA 10 for 27, 37%. They were 4 for 11 inside the arc, 36%. But get this, 6 for 16 attempts outside the arc, 37%.
Wow.
That's really something. For Harbor Beach, 11 for 26, 42% for the entire half. But inside, 8 for 18, 44%. 3 for 8 beyond the arc, 37%. The only difference basically is that Harbor Beach has 2 for 4 from the foul line, 50%, and that's going to be enough for a 1 point lead.
For USA, Isaiah Williamson and Michael Kemp and Harrison Kramer, Aaron Sines, Gage Lopez, and Hunter Bone all have 2 rebounds. Very equal rebounding for USA. Brody Wesolowski with 1. For Harbor Beach, Brady Kirsch leads the way with 4. James Shelkey, Tyler Vollmering, Ryan Seaman, Jason Gaffney each with 1. And Cody Seaman has 3 rebounds. John Mooney, what do you expect to see in the second half?
I'm going to see more of Jason Gaffney for the Pirates. He's just getting warmed up. I thought he was tired out there. I think he was just breaking a sweat now in second thought. That's what I see. Also, I'm looking for the Pirates to really get Cody Seaman going as well as Brady Kirsch. Those two are going to have the lead. As far as Ryan Kirsch is concerned, he got a couple trays in there. Look for him to sneak in maybe one or two more. Maybe he might get hot. For the Patriots, Aaron Sines, every time he goes out there on the floor, I expect all sorts of great things from him because the kid is just a great player. Right now he's got 9 points on the 3 trays, but I think he's just getting warmed up. I got a feeling he's going to be going inside because inside there's a lot of gold to be had. As far as Brody Wesolowski, I think he really just outplayed a lot of folks. He was getting some good looks, and he was knocking them down with 8 points in the half. And Michael Kemp, he's got to be more than just looking for garbage on the inside. He's going to have to go ahead and be the threat himself, and I think USA is in this ball game too. Quite literally, this game is probably going to come down to the last possession. Wouldn't that be something?
That'd be a great game. I know that. Well, it came down to the last possession last game. Where Albany hung on by 2 points, 59-57, and take out Cass City. Albany now faces Bad Axe on Wednesday at 5:30. The second game of that night will be Lakers against the winner of this game right here, USA and Harbor Beach, where the Pirates have a 1 point advantage currently, 27-26.
It's just quite a ball game, watching both these teams go back and forth and just challenging each other. And that's exactly what I'm looking for. You know, they're challenging each other. two very, very smart coaches, Hall of Fame coaches.
It's like playing a chess match out here.
It doesn't get better than this. I wish we had a sideline reporter get in the huddles.
Where's Ryan Brown when we need the guy?
Yes, where is he?
John McLaughlin, Kurt Dennis, and Nathan Hag, your officials tonight. I'm, in my opinion, a very well-officiated game so far. Just 8 collective fouls between the two teams. Foul trouble for USA results in Michael Kemp with 2. For Harbor Beach, Ethan Guza picked up 2 quick fouls in the first half. That's the only foul trouble for the Pirates. 8 minutes are on the clock. USA will start with the first possession of the second half, getting the ball at midcourt on the opposite side of the radio. USA will be going left to right across your radio. Harbor Beach right to left. And their home, the road black uniforms home in Harbor Beach. Gage Lopez right wing to Hunter Bone, top of the key against Brady Kirsch. To the right wing to Lopez again. Screens galore, feeding down to Michael Kemp. Thought about it, nothing. Aaron Sines, top of the key against Shelkey. 7:40 left in the third, 27-26. Harbor Beach down to Michael Kemp against Gaffney. Marches him down, can't get the hook shot to fall. And rebound Tyler Vollmering. Harbor Beach going the other way.
That was a good post look, though.
That was a great possession for USA. No outcome, though. Cody Seaman. Skip pass to the left wing, extended to James Shelkey, trying to break down that zone once again. Nothing there. Left elbow to Vollmering, to the right wing to Cody Seaman. Pops the 3 off the mark. Rebound still loose and brought in by Cody Seaman to Gaffney, wide open. And it was blocked by Aaron Sines. And we have a foul as Tyler Vollmering went for the loose ball and knocks down Brody Wesolowski. Tyler Vollmering's 2nd personal foul, team's 1st of this half.
Aaron Sines makes that play. He's more than just a scorer. Anticipates well. Johnny on the spot. Can't say enough about him.
27-26. Harbor Beach leading by 1. USA on offense with 7 minutes to play in the third quarter. Right wing, Aaron Sines. To the left wing, skip pass to Hunter Bone, dribbling against Brady Kirsch. Harrison Kramer gets open in the right corner, feeds it down to Kemp, and we have a kick ball by Cody Seaman. It'll be USA ball underneath their own hoop, right side of your radio. 27-26, Harbor Beach by 1 over USA at the moment. We've had 6 lead changes and 1 tie in this game, and it's a turnover as here comes James Shelkey the other way, and he nearly...
Oh, almost an over
nearly
back.
An over and back by Jason Gaffney, but he had about a half inch to spare on the right side of the front court.
Jason made a good save.
James Shelkey, right wing, skip pass to the left wing, down to Jason Gaffney, wide open in the post, and he can't get to fall. Rebound still loose, Gaffney brings it in, and we have a whistle. This will be a foul against USA's number 3, Hunter Bone, his 1st, and team's 1st of the half.
Well, that was great defense because that was a wide open layup for Gaffney, and I don't know who got it, but I'll tell you what, hats off to him.
Cody Seaman looking to inbound, has to get it in before a 5-second call, and they finally go to the safety valve. Tyler Vollmering at midcourt. To Cody Seaman, left wing. Skip pass to the right wing, Brady Kirsch. Dribbling to the free throw line, nothing there to the left wing. Skip pass to the right elbow, down to the low block. Gaffney goes up. He makes the shot, and he is fouled. And 1 coming for Gaffney. He has 13, trying to make it 14.
This one's going to be going on Michael Kemp.
And that is his 3rd personal foul, and USA's 2nd of the second half. More likely, Michael Kemp will be coming out shortly. 6:08 left in the third, 29-26. Harbor Beach by 3. Gaffney's free throw, no good. Rebound, Sides.
Free throws.
Yes, indeed. Harbor Beach now 2-for-5 on the evening. Hunter Bone, top of the key. Dribbling down the right block, goes up for the shot, and he gets it to fall. Off balance and everything, and the sophomore has 5. 1-point ball game, 29-28. 5:45 left in the third quarter. Cody Seaman to left wing to Brady Kirsch for 3. No, but we have a whistle away from the ball, and this will be against Harbor Beach. They push, and I believe against Jason Gaffney. Indeed it is. So both big men for Harbor Beach have 2 fouls. Michael Kemp, the big man for USA, with 3. Isaiah Williamson, still on the bench, has no fouls. 5:35 left in the third. Still a 1-point lead for Harbor Beach. Aaron Sines, right wing, who has 3 threes in this ballgame. Top of the key, Michael Kemp to Harrison Kramer, left wing. Top of the key to Hunter Bowe. Good ball movement and away from the ball for USA. Sines in the lane. He gets the floater to go and a foul drawn